This story is one of a series of 10 stories of missing experience that are comprised from narrative interviews with adults who've been reported as missing and who have returned and who contributed to the ESRC-funded Geographies of Missing People research project.
I took my passport and driving licence to keep my options open. In one way, I felt really happy because I thought, I'm doing this, but I was also really nervous the whole time that I was going to get stopped by the police. I just needed to keep moving because I was quite worried about being found or apprehended by the police. For some reason, I felt like I was being chased almost. Not explicitly, but it's just in the back of my head. I was saying to myself, I need to hide to make sure it's all secretive and that no one knows. So initially, I was mostly worried about being found and brought back, so I thought the best place to go is just as far away as possible. I was trying to conjure up some kind of plan, but I couldn't think straight. The places I hang out are normally south of where I stay, so I decided to go north instead. I think the train was full, but I had a ticket for Nottingham, and I felt that the conductor kind of looked at me funny. At that point, there was a bit of fear because I thought, oh God, the police are going to come after me. I was really afraid that they were going to stop the train and say, is he on the train? So I kept watching because I thought someone would have had reported me missing. I was waiting for the police to arrest me. I was so scared. And then there's also that part of me that really wanted them to come after you because I needed some attention. I needed some help. I looked at my phone and I was getting messages and I was getting a bit freaked out whilst I was looking at it on the train. And it was really a case of, I don't want to talk to people. I actually chucked my phone away. The train stopped off at Leicester and I got off because something was telling me, you have to get off the train now. And it was like sort of instant decision. I was like, right, I'm getting off now. I wandered about Leicester and thought I needed to book into the hotel, but I was too scared. I don't know if I was thinking straight, but I was feeling fairly desperate and I wandered into a really big park. I just decided I would stay there. I made it far enough into the park where you couldn't be seen from the road. I was hidden in a cluster of trees. I didn't have a tent or anything like that. Luckily, it was raining. I was quite cold, but I had a lighter and I made a little fire and I just chose a really concealed spot where I couldn't be spotted from the road. The police at one point went round and round the park. It must have been a route because they would come round and they stopped nearby and you could hear their radio going and the window down and stuff. You wondered whether or not they were clocking me. I don't particularly like the police. I had a bit of a run-in with them when I was younger at a drunken, stupid age. And they just went way over the top, so yeah, I don't really have any time for the police at all. I certainly didn't want them to see me when I was in this state either. But in some ways, I was between two worlds. I was really scared that they were looking for me and I didn't want them to find me. And then, I suppose, deep down, there is this sort of hope that there is someone looking for you, you know, especially as the night wears on. The following day I woke up and I knew I had to keep moving. The further I was into this, the harder it was to go back. That's when I started to think about maybe starting a new life somewhere else. I was being really fanciful, just trying to imagine ways to get myself out of this situation. All the time I was thinking of somewhere, another city maybe, where I could go, but I wasn't really doing anything about getting there. I just wandered. Every time I sat down, I couldn't relax, and then I'd be on the move again. I was getting exhausted travelling around like that, holding the bags and grabbing sleep on benches. I basically walked around Leicester for 2 days. The second night, I was just walking around hopelessly in the rain. I remember not knowing what to do next. I'd come full circle. I was on a park bench in that same park and decided then, enough walking around. Even though I wasn't aware that I was officially a missing person at that point, I just really wanted to be found and knew that there was not much point in walking any further. I went back to the station and got on the train back to my hometown. I wanted to go somewhere I recognised, somewhere where I'm really comfortable. I got off the train and I started walking, and eventually I got picked up by the police because, of course, my sister had reported me missing. I was walking up this side road, actually. And the next thing I knew, this car just about knocked me down, and the driver turned his headlights on full beam. The driver came out and he asked me if I was all right, and I went, yes and no. And he went, put your hands on the bonnet. And that's when I knew it was a policeman. At first, I thought they were just looking for, like, somebody else. And then when they actually said my name, I panicked. I totally panicked. I was crying. Oh, my God, you don't have to take me away. I haven't done anything wrong. He said, you have to come with us. You've been reported missing. Getting into the police car put the fear of death in me, to tell you the truth. I was very nervous. I felt physically sick with nerves. They were making a few jokes, trying to lighten it up a bit because they could see how nervous I was. I was really worried. I didn't know the consequences for being reported missing. They just took me into the car, down to the police station, and asked me all these questions. Have you ever been suicidal? How do you get here? How did you use your money from your bank? Where I'd stayed, roughly. And then they surprised me by asking, how did I feel? I told them I wasn't sure. When he explained that my family had been looking for me, things started sinking in. I realised it wasn't a game. It was real. I remember apologising for wasting their time, and they said, this is what we're here for. They were two young guys. They were very sympathetic, and I kept saying how sorry I was, but they really didn't mind, and that was really good. I think once I'd calmed down a bit, I was more worried about going home. When I was with the police, there was a certain amount of security, you know, when I was with them and one of the policemen was really good with me. I was obviously depressed and out of it. He spoke to me really nicely and he put me at ease, basically. The police made me feel quite secure, safe, because there was no, you bad man, you shouldn't have run away. It was quite matter-of-fact, but with kind words. They handled it really well. They told me I wouldn't hear from them again, and I haven't either. I realise I didn't have to have been scared of them. They close the case once somebody's been found, and that's it. That's their job done. Ideally, looking back, I would have liked to have stayed away for a month, possibly two, but that was unrealistic. When I came back, I didn't feel strong enough to be there. It was really, really hard to come back. You want people to understand, and the coming home bit's quite hard. You need help to get your head round why you went missing in the first place, and there's no one there to give you that. I still feel quite confused about what happened to me.